Hey, welcome to the third episode of Rock Central, where we play nothing but great rock music, from progressive to punk, and from hard rock to heavy metal. I'm Duncan MacLeod, editor of the South African technology website techcentral.co.za. In this episode, we're sticking to the 1980s. In our first show, of course, we played some laid-back soft rock from that decade. In the second episode, we focused on 1980s hard rock. We're back in the 80s for the last time, at least for a while in this show, but we're going heavier than we have so far, and the heaviest we will get for some time to come, I suspect. I'm going to be exploring 80s metal, some hard edge stuff, but I'll also be playing a few of the great ballads from that decade. With everything from Dio to Black Sabbath and from Metallica to Judas Priest, I'm going to be playing some of the heavy stuff from the 1980s. No, it wasn't all Madonna and Michael Jackson in that decade, thank goodness. We started the show today with a bit of Sabotage, Gutter Ballet off the album of the same name from 1989. Next up, we have a double play from the late, great Ronnie James Dio and his band Dio, starting with this epic rocker. This is called Holy Diver. We'll be right back. We're the last in line. That's the unmistakable voice of Ronnie James Dio and his band Dio with the track The Last in Line. Ahead of that, we had Dio with Holy Diver off the album Holy Diver, which featured rather controversial album artwork that definitely had the Mother Grundys all worked up at the time. Go have a listen. Go have a look at that, rather, on Google. Next up, Annihilator. We'll be right back. Canada's Annihilator with Alison Hell. This next track is just for Martin Kudzia from George. How's it, Martin? This is Dokken and a track called Breaking the Chains. Breaking the Chains by Dokken, especially for Martin. Next up, one of my favorite bands, who started as a classic metal band in the mid-1980s and transitioned over the years into a fully-fledged prog rock outfit. This track from the 1989 album Perfect Symmetry gives some great hints of the progressive style that was to come from them. This is called Through Different Eyes. We'll be right back. Fate's Warning and Through Different Eyes. If you don't know this band, I highly recommend exploring their back catalogue, and especially the album called A Pleasant Shade of Grey. A reminder, you're listening to Rock Central. I hope you're enjoying the tunes. I'm playing great metal tracks from the 1980s, and we'll be quietening things down in our next few shows, starting with a show focusing exclusively on modern progressive rock, bands like The Pineapple Thief and Porcupine Tree. Be sure not to miss it if that's your thing. But right now, back to the 1980s, and up next, possibly the heaviest song on the show today. From 1989, this is the doom metal band Candlemass and the song Under the Oak. Man, these guys are heavy. Have a listen to this.
Yeah.
King Diamond and the Family Ghost off the album Abigail, and ahead of that, the Lords of Doom themselves, Candlemass and Under the Oak. Up next, a band that is, of course, synonymous with 80s metal. This is Living After Midnight by Judas Priest. Living After Midnight off British Steel, the unmistaken sound of Rob Halford and the boys, that was Judas Priest. We're hopping over to the US now for this next track, Eyes of a Stranger, of Queensryche's epic 1988 concept album and masterpiece, Operation Mindcrime. I mentioned before that this is one of my top albums of all time, and it should really be listened to as a whole, but we can't do that, can we? No, we can't. Take it away, Queensryche.
reminds me of you. Every night the dreams return to haunt me. Your rosary wrapped around your throat. While I wake and sweat the fade and fall asleep, I see your face looking back. I've always known that the
Eyes of a Stranger by Queensryche, superb band, superb album, Operation Mindcrime. Up next is the band that really started it all the way back to 1970. There's no way we could have left them off today's show. I'm talking, of course, about the Blackest of Sabbaths. This is Heaven and Hell from all the way back in 1980. No Aussie on vocals on this track, but we'll follow this one up with a great tune from the Ozman himself right after. First though, Black Sabbath.
Thank you.
Ozzy Osbourne with Bark at the Moon. Fitting, I suppose, since I'm recording this at the same time that there's a total lunar eclipse happening over South Africa. Entirely coincidental, I can assure you. Ahead of that, you heard Heaven and Hell by Black Sabbath. Heaven and Hell, of course, was the first Sabbath album without Ozzy fronting the band. But hell, it's as good, if not better, than anything Ozzy did with Black Sabbath. We're heading back across to the States now for a triple play of American thrash metal. First up is a track from Megadeth, and then a double serving of Metallica.
Time.
Metallica. I did say we were going to be playing the heavy stuff tonight. In that triple play, you heard Megadeth with Peace Cells, followed by two tracks of Metallica's Ride the Lightning album, the title track, and then the epic, the brilliant Creeping Death. You know, many people rate Master of Puppets as Metallica's best album, but I beg to differ in their thrash metal incarnation or era. I think Ride the Lightning topped it. Though my favorite album of theirs is, wait for it, Load. And I know I'm probably going to get some hate mail for that, but I think creatively they did their best stuff on the Load album, even though it wasn't really metal. But I'm not much of a purist like that. Oh, speaking of hate mail, or fan mail I'd prefer, I'd love to hear from you. What would you like to hear on this show in future episodes? What do you think of today's episode? You can send me a WhatsApp on 071-999-1111. If you're outside South Africa, you can use +7 71 999 1111. That number again, 071 999 1111. We're going to calm things down a little now as we ease our way towards the end of the show. Next up, we have a double play from Iron Maiden, starting with this track from 1984's Power Slave. This is the title track.
And some of the
The great Iron Maiden, who are still going strong today, I'm very pleased to say. But we went all the way back to the early 1980s for those two tracks. First was Power Slave, followed by Hallowed Be Thy Name of 1982's The Number of the Beast album. And I'm afraid, just like that, another episode of Rock Central is almost in the can. Remember, you can WhatsApp the show on 071-999-1111. Do you like what you hear? What would you like to hear in future shows? I'd love to hear from you. I'll be back in a week with episode 4, and we'll be getting a lot quieter and a lot more progressive in our next show. If modern prog is your thing, please look out for it. Remember, you can subscribe to us in your favorite podcatcher, be it iTunes or Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or Pocket Casts or TuneIn Radio or whatever you use. Simply search for Rock Central, one word, and hit that subscribe button. Also, check out techcentral.co.za, where we do some great tech-related podcasts with a focus on the South African tech industry. Look for Tech Central or Talk Central, also one word, in your podcast app for those shows. I'm playing out tonight with a fantastic and epic ballad, if I can call it that, from a band called Metal Church. This is Anthem to the Estranged. Until next time, cheers from me.